My Lyft driver, the guy who picked me up, was this fucking like 64-year-old Persian man.
Hell yeah.
Who, first of all, bullies me into sitting up front.
What?
He's like, I'm sitting in the back, and he's like, come up, come, maybe you sit up. I had to charge my phone.
That's the rape move. That's the rape move.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, I am not gay. I am not gay. I tell you, sit up front. I am not gay. I sit and talk to you like my brother.
And then
he starts telling me a story.
Your family.
Yeah, like family. And he starts telling me a story. He's like, oh, you Greek? I had, just before you came in, beautiful Greek girl. I sit, we talk, we laugh. She tell me, you know, and he's like talking about how he's just making, he's like, oh, we have a beautiful, at the end of the day, at the end of the ride, I ask her, let me have your picture. this motherfucker took a picture of this woman, and then he's showing it to me. And first of all,
fuck, dude.
All he talks about is
Man,
how
the
hot.
Lyft drivers out here are fucking hilarious,
dude. So funny.
We had
a hot one today. This guy, hold on. This guy was telling me how he's got 6 fucking girlfriends.
Yeah,
he was like, I have 6 girlfriends. And I was like, whoa, what's your secret? He's like, I have very good sex with all of them. And it was just like.
We had a hot one today, and she's like,
incredible.
She's like, it was a pool, and she was telling the girl that was already in the car like her craziest Lyft stories. And so one of them, she's like, yeah, there was this guy like visiting from like San Francisco or something, and like at the end of the ride, like I get him to the hotel, and he's like, do you want to have sex with me? And it's just, I'm like, ooh, no. And then the girl's like, was he cute though? And she was like, yeah, he was cute, but like you can't just ask me to have sex like that. And so then I was like, oh, cool. Like, have people like met each other on Lyft? And she's like, yeah, it's happened. Like, I met my boyfriend right now on Lyft. I was like, so you are kind of fucking the guys. Yeah.
And then she also told another story about how some guy kissed her while he was trying to plug his phone in, and she thought it was fine because he was very cute.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what the fuck is going on here? You can just try and kiss your drivers if you're hot.
She's like hooking up with guys.
I
know. So.
I get nothing but like loser dudes, but they're hilarious to listen to.
Oh, yeah,
I had this one guy pick me up the other night, and I get in the car, and he's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, it's all right. And then there's like silence for like maybe 30 seconds. And then he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's my my first week back driving. The first night, actually. Like, I didn't ask you what you're doing or anything. Like, he just gave up waiting for me to ask him.
So, I think
so he like started mid-conversation.
It's a stark difference from New York. Because in New York,
they're all like, yeah, they're all named like
Boobacar.
Well, it's not an expectation of silence.
They don't speak English.
Yeah, they're like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Please bring me back to my jungle.
Everyone here is giving you a fucking story.
It's wild.
Yeah,
dude.
It's wild. Yeah.
All the talking is crazy.
Their internal monologue, all the New York Lyft drivers, is like the first 3 seconds of Head Like a Hole, the Nine Inch Nails song, which I might have to play. It's like weird jungle noises. Listen to it, and then you'll get. I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to play it. But anyhow, yeah. No, so this guy's like. Just right off the bat, like, so this is my first week driving in a while. And he's wearing, like, a skin-tight, like, running or biking shirt, but he's, like, just a fat guy.
Yo, fat guys and that kind of shit is hilarious.
It's, like orange ass.
It looks worse than a fat guy's shirt.
Because you see all the problems.
It's like, how the fuck, man?
You see love handles. No, you see tits.
Yeah.
You see
every... He looked like he was, like literally shit. Inflated, dude. Like he was fucking, you know, like Christmas lawn furniture.
You see how lumpy a person can be in Under Armour.
Like all these fucking weird wrist guards on or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I was actually in the hospital for like a week and I couldn't drive from I got poison oak and it got over my arms and I had to go to the hospital because that's how bad it was. And I was like, Jesus Christ, how did you get poison oak that bad? And he was like, yeah, it's at the archery range.
Oh my god, a fat archer.
I was like, how did that happen? He's like, oh, I was looking for one of my arrows, and I was digging through a bunch of poison oak. This is poison oak.
What a fucking retard.
Yeah, no, and he kept telling stories, and like as there would be a new detail of the story that would segue to another story that just made him like even more pathetic or whatever.
Yes.
And he was like, I was just worried to drive with all the poison oak all over my arms, you know. God forbid anything happened. I actually got rear-ended. Just no damage to my car at all, which is crazy. You know, the other guy's car was messed up. My car was fine. But, you know, the only reason I said that is, you know, because I was just worried. I was worried about maybe getting an accident. Like, my mom's car, the one I live with her, she, there's no reason to mention that. She has a Mercedes, and that thing's a tank. But, you know, this one, I don't know. Can you kill me, please? Can you please kill me?
Oh, so how does anyone make any money driving here?
It's like Ubers $8 for 40 miles. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I had like one like just sort of ugly valley girl that was like, you know, oh my God, can these people learn how to drive, please? You know, and like fucking swerving and cutting people off and expecting me to like give her a good tip for driving like a fucking asshole. Listen up, service industry folks.
Thank you. Let them have it.
If you want, they get no benefits.
Yeah, here we go. Hold on. This is the first.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, that's the African ones. What are the Indian ones listening to?
That's what's going on in Abukabir's head while he's driving the Lyft around New York. What is the Bukui? Please help me.
What about the other guy? Did you tell a story of Dean on the podcast?
Oh yeah,
before?
That guy. No, I didn't. I don't know if that'll translate. He was just such a funny guy. This guy picks me up, and he's like, you know, looking in the rearview mirror, like, yeah, you know, you can go out, man. It's like co-ed night, you know, Thursday night, co-ed night. And I was like, excuse me. And he was like, yeah, you know. Go out for the co-eds and stuff. I'm like, what's co-ed night? He's like, no, I'm just saying, you know, you can go out and like, you know, meet girls and stuff. I'm like, oh, I thought it was like a thing that was going on. He's like, nah, you know, you just go out to bars, you know, you meet the college girls.
What he calls just any night. He's like, co-ed night.
You know, no, Thursday night.
You can just take them, you know. And he's like, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go home and go to sleep. And then he's like, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool driving around. You get to meet a lot of, you know, see the stars and stuff. I like coming up here to drive around, meet the stars and stuff. That's not, you know, I live down in Long Beach, so I don't see that too much, you know. But one time I did see, I found out there's a guy who lives on Signal Hill. I was able to drive him to the airport, and he actually works for Playboy Radio.
Playboy Radio.
Which is like, defeats the purpose of Playboy.
Yeah.
What, like, that was pretty
what
cool.
What a brag, dude.
Yeah, Playboy
Radio. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, that was a big one.
That was a good one, baby.
Normally you have really wimpy, small, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We're eating real food out here.
Yeah. Before it sounded like you had colon cancer.
I probably
like
do.
Everything was blocked by some giant tumor.
I probably do.
Anyhow, man. This guy kept finding ways to bring up Playboy.
No, but
old men funny. Love, like, yeah. Like grown
it's
men.
It's like a 25-minute ride, and but every time he brought up Playboy again, he would always do with the same gravitas and weight that, like, it had had, like, he was just revealing it for the first time. So he told me that he's like, yeah, you know, he had his girlfriend with him, and she was actually a playmate. Which is pretty cool. And then, like, he started talking about how he was doing grip work, but he lost his hookup for grip work, which I don't know what the fuck. And he's like, yeah, but one of the best jobs I got to work is actually at the I was fortunate enough to have the experience of working for Playboy. He's like, I had to hold a fan to this like playmate and blow her hair with the fan, and she fucking hated me, man. But you know, that shit was cool. She was hot.
She was hot.
Playboy.
I love that guys are just like, yeah, man, I just want to be around hot women. I'll
yeah,
never fuck.
Right. It's like, what are you, 12?